And this morning, we're on location at Jenner's Pond in Jennersville, Pennsylvania, where my special guest this morning is Miss Dorothy Arthur. Good morning, Dorothy.
Good morning. Glad to see you.
Glad that you could be on this program with us today, because this is a very special program for me and for the listeners of Catholic Forum, because looking back 70 years to April of 1939, a group of individuals got together and started a radio program that's called Catholic Forum of the Air. And it's been airing on WDEL in Wilmington ever since. And you were part of that group.
Now, you didn't have to give away my age quite as promptly on this program.
Well, you were a mere child when that started.
What I was in my final year of college, mm-hmm. and I have to give credit now that it didn't begin instantly when a cluster of human miscellaneous people got together and said, let's do a radio program. There's quite a story on how it started.
Well, please, why don't you share that with us?
Well, it all began in the Ursuline Academy.
Hmm.
Mother Agatha, who was often referred to as something like the little Dutch woman on the Dutch cleanser, you know, the one who is running around with her hatchet in her hand, that was Mother Agatha, and she was trying to encourage some improvement into the intellectual life of these people in Wilmington by having a book forum,
mm-hmm.
a book forum. Helpless people were handed a book, and Mother Agatha would say, you will give us a report at the next meeting, won't you? After one such meeting, a woman, for some reason I don't know before, stood up and said, we ought to have a Catholic radio program in Wilmington, and we don't. Now, I don't know why we don't have one. And a nice-looking tall man named J. Gorman Walsh was in the audience, and he stood up and said, you don't have one because you didn't ask for one. He was the manager.
The manager of WDEL.
The manager of WDEL. Well, I should warn you that the next thing that happened, Mother Agatha said, thank you, Mr. Walsh. We'll be glad to accept it. As of that minute, something called the Catholic Forum of the Air took blossoming in Sister Agatha's mind.
Mm-hmm.
Next step, she turned to Joe Arago, an attorney well-known with a wife, a family, and a business, who was tricked into being chairman of the book forum. And she said, Mr. Arago, you'll take care of it, won't you? So, oddly enough, the Catholic Forum began with a competent gentleman gathering a few other people week after week
mm-hmm.
to appear. So that was the very beginning. It started off with 15 minutes every Sunday, and it was absolutely live. So that went on for a little while until it became overwhelming for poor Mr. Arago. The next thing, a wonderful man named Joe Desmond, who ended up being in the Boy Scouts of America in an important way, joined him. And when I came home after graduating, which was the forum as such had been on for a little while, Joe had collected a few people who were willing to participate. And as a result, the Catholic Forum, as such, gelled and took, it became a group.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first people, one of the founding, there were four of us that allegedly, at least we had some letterhead printed up, which had our names on it, for what it's worth. And it was Joseph A. L. Arago, chairman, Joseph C. Desmond, and Paul J. Taggart, and Dorothy Arthur. And we were the four of us. And from then on in, within a couple of years, we had like 20 people who were regular people on the forum.
Mm-hmm.
And by that time, WDEL, in their generosity and goodwill, had put us on for half an hour.
Mm-hmm. Now, did the program, did it have a set format, or was it flexible depending on the season?
Bob, flexible is hardly the word. I have a sheet, one of the few that I saved, of 1 year's programs. Now, this is one every week. What Catholics believe, sin and repentance, Mary in Ireland, the Bible, Camp Grison for the Oblates, the Civil War, centenary, an encyclical on social problems, ethics, the Feast of St. Francis of Assisi, the church in Russia, the church in Poland, the church in China, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. And there were about 20 people working on the program.
You see, now I'm talking about something for a 25-year period here. Some of them, well, we had one real problem. There were some fine young men and lovely young ladies, all college educated, verbal, and what do you know? This was a lay program.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing you know, Paul Taggart went off and joined the priesthood and became vicar general. Henry Foltz joined the priesthood. We lost Reese when he joined the priesthood, and the next thing you know, he's running Catholic charities for years and years. And then there was John Dewson, pastor of St. Paul's. Now, these are people well known to some of us, shall I say, senior citizens mm-hmm. in Wilmington, graduates from the Catholic Forum.
Well, you just mentioned four priests of our diocese, and three of them are Monsignors. So it's
well, we trained them very well in the Catholic Forum, you understand.
Absolutely.
The one I must mention first, oh, before I get to that, we did lose a lovely lady too, Mary O'Hara, left us to join the Ursulines. And we tossed them out of the forum because we were a lay group, which was wicked. But the one I think we should mention, in case some of your older people will remember him, was His Excellency Bishop Fitzmaurice. He is surely in heaven chuckling now to see how the two of us are talking about something he started.
In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs, and this morning we're talking with Dorothy Arthur, who's one of the founding members of this radio program. It began in April of 1939. Its original title was Catholic Forum of the Air. We kind of abbreviate it nowadays, just call it Catholic Forum. But this program, begun in Wilmington, Delaware, on WDEL, brought about a Catholic communications organization. Tell us a little bit about that, Dorothy.
Oh, my. I will try to be brief. That Catholic organization came about out of self-defense. What happened was that someone sent a notice. Someone communicated with the papacy, and the Catholic Forum of the Air received an apostolic blessing for its 400th consecutive program.
And that was in 1947, I believe, or 46.
1947.
Yeah. 46, 47,
well,
yeah.
The next thing you know, the Catholic News Service picked up that little item, and it appeared in the New World in Chicago, in the Brooklyn Tablet. In other words, we had a picture of us all standing there clutching scripts.
Right.
A terrible picture. And the next thing you know, people started writing, saying, we want to start a program like yours. How do you do it? Then people would write and say, I'm a professor in school. What do you have teaching materials? Then we would get a note from a priest saying, I have just been given 15 minutes, like WDEL, for a talk program.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have scripts? I have a few things to do besides write a script every week.
Mm-hmm.
In the same mail, we'd get a letter from a priest who said, I've been on the air for 2 years. I am talked out. Have you got any scripts?
Mm-hmm.
So we'd say, you write to him and get his scripts.
Mm.
Well, pretty soon we had 50 people on a mailing list. And that's when Jane Gaffney Drake and the forum said, we can't get our poor little half hour and handle this mail. So we went to Fordham. Did you know that? We went to Fordham University.
Mm-hmm.
Jane went and said to Bill Coleman, who headed their radio and television department, I understand you're having a seminar in August in New York. Hot. And the next week starts the Catholic Theater Conference. Now, on that Saturday, wouldn't it be lovely if Fordham would have a meeting of Catholic broadcasters? Bill Coleman at once said, well, certainly not. We are jammed already. But he hadn't counted on Jane. She was a redhead and good-looking and persuasive. The next thing you know, Father Gannon, S.J., welcomed us. And that little Catholic forum that the WDEL let use its airwaves sent letters to 51 bishops in the United States and said, do let your director of radio, and we put and television, although television was hardly working at that time,
mm-hmm.
know that at Fordham University we are going to have a meeting. We had 121 people there, from Canada to California, and all the big producers, the Jesuits, the Sacred Heart Program, the Hours, the ones who sent platters around,
mm-hmm.
those big producers had never been in the same room at the same time.
Wow.
I mean, after all, the Franciscans are not going to say to the Jesuits, come and play here.
Right.
But if an idiot group from Wilmington says, by the way, we are going to be at Fordham just for using the hall, you understand. And it ended up that they agreed that it would be wonderful to do this, especially if the forum would continue for 1 year to handle the mail and run the newsletter. And then the Archbishop of Boston, who I think suspected something was afoot, invited us to Boston, and in Boston we became official with called CBA, the Catholic Broadcasters Association. Mm-hmm. And at that point our mailing list went up to 300 and something, and Notre Dame University started mimeographing it for us, and after that, it became international.
Yeah. And talk a little bit about that, because really, that organization that began with your little group in Wilmington is still in existence in a different form.
Only in different ways. Mm-hmm. It had to change and grow with the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Should I tell you about our secret little prayer?
Please do.
Our little secret prayer. The forum would meet in this upstairs over the sporting goods store weekly, and agree who was going to do what programs and next week and all like that. But Joe always led us in the prayer of St. Thomas Aquinas before study. Now, part of it says, and I'd better be sure that I remember it, something about, O thou who makest eloquent the tongues of little ones, shed upon my darkness a ray of thy grace. Take from me the twofold darkness in which I was born, namely sin and ignorance. Now listen to how Thomas Aquinas tells you how to plan a radio program, or any. He says, instruct my tongue, pour upon my lips the grace of thy blessing. Grant me a keen intellect, a strong memory, method and facility in learning, subtlety in interpreting, elegance of speech. Thank you, our Lord.
Mm.
Now, that's how we began every program, and there are some of us who said we never would have survived without it.
What do you see is the future of communication?
The whole simplest, it's absolutely simple.
Mm.
Our Lord talked to ordinary people in ordinary language they could not read or write. And he said, this is how you should behave, and this is why. And then he said, thou art Peter, upon this rock I build my church. And then he said, teach others what I taught you. And then sometime he said, do this, the Eucharist, do this in the commemoration of me. Now, that has been the system for 2,000 years and a little more.
Mm-hmm.
And so far as I can see, the daily newspaper will confirm to you that the problems have not changed.
Mm-hmm.
It says it. That is the satisfaction of your participation and ours, that the answer is always the same and the problems, regrettably, remain the same.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as communication is concerned, you're still trying to get the same message out.
Mm-hmm.
Love God and love your neighbor.
Well, Dorothy Arthur, thank you for spending time with us today on the radio program that that you, with the help of many and especially the help of the Holy Spirit,
And WDEL,
the wonderful people at WDEL, helped make part of the airways for 70 years.
It's always a great blessing to spend some time with Dorothy Arthur.